So, my friends here, what is tonight?
Christmas Eve.
Right. And like our Jewish brothers and sisters, we say that the day begins at sunset. So as the sun sets, Christmas begins. And what is Christmas about? What did we just tell that story? You raise your hand first. Jesus' birthday. It is the day that Jesus is born. We celebrate Jesus was born. So, what are you all expecting to happen tonight at your homes?
Santa.
St. Nicholas coming for a visit. What, did you have another answer? Santa. Anybody else? Yes?
We're going to get presents tomorrow morning.
That's right. You're going to get presents, I have a feeling. Some of us get them on Christmas Eve. Some get them on the next morning. Some people actually get them every day through the 12 days of Christmas. Go back and tell your mom and dad that. They can thank me later. They get at least one every day. I know. Isn't that something? So I love that you all helped tell this story tonight. And I love it for many reasons. But one of them is that the shepherds are my favorites. I know, right, Risa? Yeah. And the reason shepherds are my favorites is because shepherds 2,000 years ago, and actually to this day in the Middle East, shepherds are actually boys and sometimes girls your age. So shepherds are often children your age. Now, in the story we just heard, who were the first people other than Mary and Joseph who heard the good news about the birth of Jesus? Yes. The shepherds, you angels came and told the shepherds in the fields outside Bethlehem. That's right. So there's one big difference, though, from you all who are shepherds and shepherds 2,000 years ago. And that's that shepherds 2,000 years ago were the poorest of the poor. They were ones who weren't going to get any gifts because their parents didn't have anything to give them. So Jesus, his birth is announced first to children who are the poorest of the poor. So as we think about tonight, and we think about the baby Jesus being born, I think it's important to remember that Jesus came for us all to make the world a better place, and Jesus particularly came for the poor, those who are like you but have nothing, that are out in the fields in the dark, that are out without any toys, that because their parents have so little, well, they have to work in the fields taking care of the sheep. Now, I imagine that all of you are going to be surrounded by gifts tonight and tomorrow. I think that is a great blessing. But one thing I want you to remember tonight and tomorrow, as you open all your gifts, I want you to remember those children whose parents can't give them any gifts. All those people who don't have much to open tomorrow morning. And maybe you'll get so much tomorrow that one of your gifts you might want to give to a child that doesn't have anything. And I want you to, if you can, to take that to your mom and dad and ask them to help you give it to a child who doesn't have anything. Is that something you think you might be able to do? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? See, parents, I just got you off the hook for the 12 gifts. All right, y'all. We're going to get on so we can have communion. And I really appreciate everybody who was in the pageant tonight and everybody who brought stars up. And I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas.